On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A soldier's died during a training exercise on what was the hottest day of the year so far. The Ministry of Defence says it happened in the Brecon area yesterday. In 2013, three SAS reservists died in similar temperatures on a march in the Brecon Beacons. Sky's defence correspondent is Alistair Brunkle.
This was in pre-course training. It was a male soldier. He served in the Rifles Regiment. He was based up in Catterick in Yorkshire. But other than that, details are very scant at the moment, and it'll be up to a doctor to determine exactly how he died.
KMFM News.
£10 million is being given to Kent to try and prevent young people from developing mental health problems. Josh has more for KMFM.
The county is one of six areas in the UK getting money from the Big Lottery Fund to help secondary school children suffering from stress, problems at home, bullying or anxiety. The Head Start programme has been put together by teenagers and is being rolled out to 125,000 10 to 16 year olds in Kent. Roger Goff's in charge of education at the County Council.
This embraces schools, youth clubs, family support services, the voluntary sector, the health sector, so it involves a range of different partners. We've been working on this now for a couple of years, but what we've now got is the big commitment of funding, which is, I think, very exciting.
The programme sees so-called safe spaces set up in schools, giving young people a place to go and share their worries and concerns. It's been trialled for 2 years. Logan goes to Orchard Academy in Swanley and has been involved since the start.
This is all about trust and developing cooperation with all your peers. So that's why I think students were picked, because we can sometimes relate more than teachers can.
Well, the school's head teacher says it helps with social pressures her generation didn't have to deal with. Natalie Wilborn has been telling KMFM how it'll also help outside of the classroom.
We can't be there for the young people that we work with all the time. And if we give them the skills and the abilities to be able to manage them in a safe environment where we are able to control, then outside of school, they're able to cope with things that unfortunately never go away.
The scheme will be in place for at least 5 years.
Theresa May says the UK will give up its presidency of the European Council next year. She's been taking Prime Minister's questions in the Commons for the first time in her new role. There's been a fall in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Figures out today show 17,355 were jobless and claiming benefits in the county in June, down 525 on the month before. Nationally, the unemployment rate has fallen below 5% for the first time in almost a decade.
KMFM News.
A lorry driver has been charged with causing the death of a cyclist on the A2 near Sittingbourne. A 73-year-old woman died when the bike she was riding was involved in a collision with a co-op vehicle on London Road in Tenham in February. A 58-year-old man from Chelmsford in Essex is due in court next month, accused of causing death by dangerous driving and failing to stop. Firefighters are rescuing more people who've got stuck in mud in Kent. In the 12 months to June, they helped 40 casualties. That's up 60% on the previous year. We're being reminded to stay safe around the coast, particularly while it's hot outside. Charlie Smith is from Kent Fire and Rescue.
We just ask people to take extra care and make sure that people know where they're going, because obviously if you're out for a walk on your own and get stuck and you don't have a mobile phone or you don't have phone signal, you could find yourself quite easily, quite quickly, in really serious trouble that you hadn't anticipated.
KMFM News.
A man whose heart stopped beating whilst training for a cross-channel swim off the Kent coast has woken up in hospital. Emergency crews, including Coast Guards and lifeboat teams, were called after the alarm was raised on Sunday lunchtime. Steve Fish was on life support at Ashford's William Harvey Hospital, but is now in a stable condition. And David Bowie's private art collection goes on display in London today ahead of a world tour. The pictures will then be sold on and are expected to fetch over £10 million.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football, and just over 2 weeks before the start of the new season, Gillingham have been hit by injuries. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Aaron Morris, Bradley Garmston and Deji Oshalaja have all been sidelined with knee problems picked up in training. It's boss Justin Edinburgh.
A big blow, all being defenders and left us short, but we have to look positively, and hopefully that Deji will probably be back sort of next week, and then we have to assess from there.
The Gills won their pre-season friendly last night. They travel to take on Billericay this evening. Meantime, Hull boss Steve Bruce says he hopes to be offered the England manager's role, calling it the one prime job in football. He and Sunderland's Sam Allardyce have both been interviewed by the FA. And in cricket, Kent are looking for wickets on the final day of their championship game against Sussex at Tunbridge Wells. A short time ago, the visitors were 57 for one in their second innings after being made to bat again. That's still 185 runs behind.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.